Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right into it. This is the current chart of Bitcoin, $65,500. Yeah, yesterday we had a big day, which was really nice. We hadn't had a day like that in a while. And today we're just sort of hanging right up there. Everything's the same, but we have, let's go to the next slide here, because yesterday's daily close confirmed the power of three setup for Bitcoin. Target is $82,000. And you can see here, on the chart, he has the blue zone, the red zone, and then the green zone. And so we went through a blue zone, red zone, and a green zone. And again, none of this is guaranteed, right? These are just charts of how we're trying to understand the price action and understand it, what might happen in the future based on what happened in the past, right? Because it is very reliable. Yeah, Bitcoin has broken out from the multi-month falling wedge. The target is new all-time highs. So yeah, you could see we were in this big falling wedge for more than 2 months and we broke out. You can see right there, we broke out. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to come back down. We might go sideways for 4 months, right? The summer might be the most boring summer of your life, but it's okay, because over the next 18 months, we know we're going way, way up. So, little history. 13 years ago today, a $112 million Bitcoin mistake happened due to lack of conviction and short-term profit thinking. Don't be like Greg. Yeah, look at Greg. I wish I had kept my 1,700 Bitcoin at 6 cents each instead of selling them at 30 cents each. Now that they're $8, oh my God, this is May 16th of 2011. Imagine this. I don't know how I would live with myself if I was around back then and I actually owned 1,700 Bitcoin and then I sold it for 30 cents each, right? So what is that? Around 500 bucks. He sold 1,700 Bitcoin for 500 bucks. Now it's worth, multi-millions. Holy cow. But anyway, we can't look back and lament too much. Got to look forward. Here's some news just in. The world's largest futures exchange, CME Group, is to launch a Bitcoin trading in their platform. And yeah, they're launching a spot Bitcoin market. So, and this is, they are a huge institution. So they have there's a lot of people that deal with them, a lot of money, assets under management type thing. And yeah, this is huge for adoption. Now, this is the other big news of the day, is that the U.S. Senate votes to disapprove of the SEC's SAB 121, which prevents regulated financial institutions from custodying Bitcoin and other crypto assets. So basically, the U.S. government, I don't know when, a few years ago, they put a law on the books saying that these regulated financial institutions were not allowed to custody Bitcoin or other crypto assets. And now the Senate has voted to get rid of that. So now these institutions will be able to custody Bitcoin. And the question is, will President Biden go through with his threat to veto it? And I thought there was, a Michael Saylor tweet right here. Wall Street wants Bitcoin. The House of Representatives want Bitcoin. And now the Senate wants Bitcoin. But I guess we're going to see if Biden is going to veto it and just kill it or not. I don't know. Who knows, right? Who knows what these guys are going to do? These criminals. Yeah, and now politicians are debating on Twitter about whose state is the best for Bitcoin. How on earth can you be bearish right now? This is game theory. Yeah, look, Senator Cynthia Lummis. All due respect, Ted Cruz, but Wyoming is the best state in the country for Bitcoin and crypto. And she was responding to Ted Cruz, who said, I want Texas to be the oasis for crypto and Bitcoin mining. But right now we have some competition on that from Florida. So there you go. You got Florida, you got Texas, you got Wyoming. Anyway, it's all, in a way, it's kind of funny, right? Because literally, like, no joke, what was it, 2 years ago, maybe even a year and a half ago, everyone in government and everyone in the mainstream media was saying that Bitcoin was a scam. Everyone. Everyone. Forever. And now everybody's getting on board, so it's just kind of funny. Here's another piece of news. Anthony Scaramucci, founder of Skybridge Capital, speaks on doing the homework on Bitcoin and how skeptics are now embracing Bitcoin for the long term. Yeah, and a quote from him is, do the homework on Bitcoin, because when you do the homework on Bitcoin, you go towards Bitcoin. I know very few people that have done the homework. Several hundred hours of understanding Bitcoin. And you probably don't even need 100 hours. You probably need 20 solid hours of studying Bitcoin, and then you'll realize what it is, right? And then when you realize what it is, you'll think to yourself, oh my God, this is amazing. This is the greatest thing ever invented. This is how we're going to get the money away from government. We're going to separate money and state, and then we're going to have sound money instead of having the state literally scam us out of all our value our whole lives. Right? And here's Andrew Tate. I don't know much about him, but he tweeted, I know I'm not supposed to do this in chaotic times, but I'm about to leave fiat completely and ape over $100 million into Bitcoin. And I'll even prove I did it. I'm done with the banks. I'm done with their money. Done with the scams. Then I'm going boating. Going boating. Boating accidents happen. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, you see this? This is going to happen a lot more going forward. People are going to say, you know what? I'm done with fiat. People are already doing it. And now big name people are doing it. Right? All right. Now, in terms of Texas residential electricity prices are lower than the rest of the United States. Bitcoin mining helps lower retail electricity prices by both reducing volatility of wholesale electricity prices with demand response and increasing non-peak system utilization. So Bitcoin mining is good. And you can see right here, the tan line is Texas and the blue line is the rest of the United States. And Texas is below the rest. Anyway, I just put this in here to point out that Bitcoin mining is actually good. And it helps in many ways. All right, here's a reminder to subscribe if you'd like to. And let's get into a few stories about fiat and government nonsense for context. Because Bitcoin solves these issues. Marty Bent is saying shrinkflation strikes again. My wife is not happy. Look at this. Here's a box of Scotch-Brite sponges, I guess, or whatever this is. Dobies? I don't know what that is. It's like a sponge. And his wife says, annoying shrinkflation. These boxes were always three sponges. I've been getting them auto-shipped here since we moved, and now the box is only two sponges. So this is how inflation is getting us. They're giving you less for the same money. You pay the same money, but they give you a lot less. Same thing with fast food, right? I showed McDonald's. How literally the size of the burgers are shrinking by a lot. And this is called shrinkflation, right? It's inflation, but instead of charging you more money for the same amount of product, they charge you the same money, but they give you less of the product. So they give you two sponges instead of three. And they do this to sort of hide the inflation. That's what they do. And I guess for average people, it works. I don't know. Maybe they don't notice that they got two sponges instead of three. But this is nasty. This is nasty. And here's your periodic reminder that foreign aid is just a fancy way for politicians to say money laundering. Just a reminder. Yeah, and here's Wall Street Silver saying the average person, they are not trying to track and limit meat consumption. That's never going to happen. New York City mayor says, thanks to our corporate partners like American Express for helping New York City to track and limit meat consumption. I'm telling you, everything they say is a lie. Everything the corporate media says is a lie. Because he'll say this and then they'll, then again, they the average person thinks there's no way they're doing that. That's crazy. That's a conspiracy theory. But no, they are. It's insane. And this video has gone viral. This is a girl from the UK, I think. The children are even complaining about inflation. Yeah, she went to go get two ice creams and it cost £9. And she's upset. She's saying this is insane. Yeah, inflation. Even the kids, the children are complaining about inflation now. And it's going to get a lot worse. That's the thing. This is just the beginning. They haven't even really admitted that inflation's getting bad yet. That's how early we are with inflation. It's going to get insane. All right, now here's another friendly reminder. Speaking of listening to the corporate media, mental slavery is the worst form of slavery. It gives you the illusion of freedom, makes you trust, love, and defend your oppressor while making an enemy of those who are trying to free you or open your eyes. So yeah, I have people in the comments that tell me that I'm stupid, that I'm old. I mean, okay, I might be old, but whatever. They say you're stupid, Bitcoin's a scam, Bitcoin's going to zero. You know what that shows? That shows they're a mental slave. They're listening to the corporate media. And what I'm trying to do with this show is to break people out of this mental slavery. So you have to, in your own life, do this. Think about how you feel about various subjects. And then think, and then evaluate. Are you just listening to the corporate media narrative? Are you just listening to what they tell you? Or are you thinking for yourself, or are you researching and educating yourself, right? By reading, especially about Bitcoin, right? Yeah. Yeah, we each need to evaluate ourselves from time to time in different areas of our lives. And here's Bitcoin Nora. She says, don't worry, they raised the interest rate to 5.25%. This trend should reverse any day now. Oh, what trend? Oh yeah, this is the purchasing power of one US dollar since 1930. In 1930, it was worth $1. Go figure. 1960, it was worth 40 cents. 1990, 10 cents. And 2023, 4 cents. This is the purchasing power of the dollar. And it's going to go down from here. It's probably already at 3% in the last year. I'm telling you. And this is weirdness at its peak. The people who are not 30 trillion, not 31 trillion, not 32 trillion, not 33 trillion, but the people who are $34 trillion in debt are giving you a credit score. What the? Yeah. It's an absolute grift. Now, here's something that Laura Shin posted. The price of Ether keeps bleeding against Bitcoin. Is the flippening dream over? Yeah, so if you're not sure what the flippening is, for many years, fans of Ethereum were saying that, oh, Ethereum is going to flip Bitcoin. Ethereum is going to have a higher market cap than Bitcoin, right? Ethereum's going to be the real main crypto in the world, right? Yeah, well, first of all, that's dumb. Second of all, that's never going to happen. And it was never going to happen. And third of all, now it keeps tanking. This is the price of Ethereum against Bitcoin. It just keeps going down, down, down. And so this dream of a flippening is just a dream. So I just wanted to report this, because if you hear about this kind of thing, you have to know the truth that this is never going to happen. This is dumb. Yeah, there's nothing like Bitcoin, not even Ethereum, nothing. There's nothing like Bitcoin. All right, some news about Noster. There's an app called Domus, which is a client for Apple devices. It's a Noster client, and they have an update and a new video player and an emoji selector. Yeah, so if you're on like an iPhone, then you should get Domus. Domus is a great app for iPhone to get a Noster account and find us on Noster, Fractal Bitcoin. Let's connect. And here's Pablo. He's a developer on the Noster protocol, and he says, this is it. DVMs are coming to the first major Noster client, algorithmic feeds where you control what you see. So just to be clear, pretty much so far in Noster apps, there's no algorithm. Sometimes there is, like I think Primal, which is actually what you're seeing on the screen now, primal.net. I think if they have a tab where you can, where they will list like the most popular posts or something, that's an algorithm, but you don't have to use it. But the thing about Noster is these guys, these developers are so awesome. They're building algorithms where you can control your own algorithm. You can choose what you want to see and all that. And so this, like, this idea of creating your own algorithm for yourself, which is obviously what should, that should be the case on every social media, right? Why are you letting other people determine your algorithm? That's dumb, right? Well, it's been that way because that's the only way we've ever known. But now it's changing. And this is the beauty of Noster. And here is news about Ibex Pay, which is a Lightning payment processor. And Ibex Pay suspends service in the United States. This is another company getting scared of all this, these witch hunts by the U.S. government. So unfortunately, they're pulling out of the United States. I don't know. This is the ongoing fight. We'll see how it goes. We'll see where it goes. It's unfortunate, but eventually we're going to, I mean, we are fighting this and eventually we are going to win. And here's a wallet. This is Wasabi Wallet. And they actually allow you, by the way, Wasabi Wallet is an easy to use, privacy focused, open source, non-custodial Bitcoin wallet. And they have a new version, which can you can do coin joins directly to another wallet. So this lets you transfer Bitcoin and it sort of mixes it up and I guess obfuscates the ownership. Like if you don't want the Bitcoin tied to you, you can use a coin join. I've actually never done it, but I kind of want to try Wasabi Wallet. I mean, just to try it. But anyway, if you want to try it, give it a shot. And here, Arson says, Satoshi Nakamoto deserves a Nobel Prize in economics and a Turing Award. Yeah, of course, Satoshi invented Bitcoin. Here's the quote. Bitcoin is everything people don't know about computers combined with everything they don't understand about money. That's a quote from John Oliver. And it's true. It's a different type of computing. And it's a different type of money. It's actually sound money. It's hard money. It's real money. It's the best money the world has ever known by far. By so far, it's not even close. Gold was okay, barely, but Bitcoin's just way better. So, and here you go. I was lonely until I glued a coffee cup onto my car. Now everybody waves at me. This is kind of cool. I don't know. Would you try this? I thought that was funny. And here is an Anatolian Shepherd dog puppy in training. Look at this little guy. Yeah, he's like, you know, but let me rewind it. Yeah, look at him. He's a pup. He's a shepherd dog, a puppy dog. And look at these sheep are like, hey, man, what's up? They're just, he's such a cute little dog. Even the sheep are like, hey, buddy, what's up? And he's just walking along with them. I thought this was pretty cool. Anyway, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top. It says join our locals community and come over here to our locals community. It's awesome. It's free to join. And don't forget, on Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, we do the Bitcoin panel live stream for 1 hour. I get a bunch of Bitcoiners together and we hang out on a live stream for an hour. It's awesome. You can comment and we can chat back and forth. Anyway, that's every Friday. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and like the video. And I want to say a special thank you to all of you awesome savages on YouTube who keep commenting every day, supporting me, and, you know, giving me good feedback. I really appreciate you. And actually, for the last week, YouTube wasn't showing me the comments. So for like the last week, I wasn't seeing any of your comments. But yesterday, I liked them all, and I was chatting with all of you. And so now, every day, I'm going to have to go to each video and check the comments because I can't trust YouTube to give me notifications. Part of the reasoning for that is one of the shorts I posted went viral. So there's just like a bazillion comments and stuff. But anyway, I appreciate all you guys. Keep the faith, fight the good fight, stick with Bitcoin, don't sell ever. And we're going to be kings. We already are kings, but we're going to be more kings. So, all right, that's it. I'll see you for tomorrow's video. All right, bye.